This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you watched Indiana play Cleveland last night, this is exactly what the Knicks need to do. You need to try to go and steal one. And do it quickly. It looked like Cleveland was a little bit off, especially late in the game. But for those of us who remember what Indiana did to the Knicks last year, you know, we've seen this story.
Yeah.
We know that they can play. We know that they can hang with teams. It's just that, you know, now have they learned how to hit the key shots and get the key rebounds at the key time. And they did last night. And interestingly enough, I'm watching side by side on YouTube TV. That and the Winnipeg Jets and St. Louis Blues and that damn hockey game, Winnipeg scores with 2 seconds left to go in the third period in the entire game, and they score a goal to tie it, and they scored two goals under 3 minutes with the goalie pulled to tie the game, and then they go on, and, you know, of course, I'm an idiot. I got to sit up and watch this thing.
Yeah, you are.
And they go into second overtime, and they end up winning the game. And it was a game with 5 minutes to go in the game. They had no shot whatsoever. It was one of the most incredible things I'd ever seen, especially, you know, everybody in the fan base, I mean, like, was dead. Like, they weren't really into the game, and that was because the Blues had played a really great game for two and three quarters periods. And then all of a sudden, the onslaught came. It's just, it's got to be amazing up there, just like it is in Indiana this morning. Like, Indiana went out there and actually controlled the Cavaliers, especially in the fourth quarter, especially under 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking miracles. You're talking about crazy things happening in the playoffs, and that's what it feels like you're going to have to get for the Knicks to win this series, because there isn't a person on the planet that doesn't wear a Knicks uniform or is on that coaching staff that feels great about them winning this series. And that's what it feels like it takes. Now, I like the comparison between the Cavs and the Pacers, because the Cavs are on such a roll. They're the best team in the regular season in the East. And then all of a sudden now they get smacked around at home by the Pacers, and it's a reality check. Wouldn't you love to see that in this series? Wouldn't you love the New York Knicks to go up and take one from the Boston Celtics to make it feel like they'll actually be in the series? Because if they don't, I mean, if they end up losing by 15 tonight and this looks like one of the regular season games, then yeah, I feel like there's getting swept is on the table. That's why I really need to see what they have. I mean, at this point, it feels feels like Celtics in five. I think that's what the consensus seems to be, is a Celtics in five spot. I feel totally differently about that if the Knicks come out and win this game like the Pacers did. They're massive, massive underdogs, and I didn't love what we saw in the Pistons series, but hell, it's sports, right, man? There's miracles.
Well, that's
we're sitting here talking 6 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. The Winnipeg Jets and the St. Louis Blues, for God's sakes, miracles can happen in sports.
I will say this though: the Pacers did play well against Boston and Cleveland during the regular season.
The Knicks.
I think they had 5 wins against those two teams, and either 4 or 5 wins, and so they are not intimidated at all by playing any of these teams. And, you know, the Knicks, you know, it's interesting. Like you say, the Knicks and, I mean, Celtics in five. No matter where you look, I don't care whether it's Stephen A., you know, in his bombastic nature or at any basketball insider, nobody, I mean nobody.
Nobody's picking the Knicks.
Is nope. giving the Knicks a chance. I haven't seen one person predict an upset. And if I were in the realm of, like, NBA analysts and stuff, mm-hmm. I would basically just pick the Knicks because if they win, they win, and everybody's going to think you know what the hell you're doing. If they lose, nobody's going to care because everybody thought that they were going to lose.
Well, in this particular instance, you are in the NBA analyst realm. So are you picking the Knicks?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know why.
Knicks and six, Knicks and seven.
You know what? The difference maker is going to be Precious Achiuwa.
Oh, you think he's going to get some minutes, huh?
I hope he does. But, this is what we've all been waiting for. This is, all right, they get through Detroit. It wasn't that easy. It was physical. They got a couple days off. That's great. What I don't want to see, and this is where Tibbs comes in tonight, I just don't want to see Boston getting on one of those 3-point heater runs that they've been known for.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, of course.
And this can come from any one of their guys.
I mean, that's the amazing thing. And, you know, they take pride in beating the Knicks. See, like, does Cleveland really care about beating Indiana? Of course they do. But, I mean, is it a real hardcore rivalry that goes back 50 years? No. This one is. The Celtics and the Knicks, and the Celtics have all the championship banners to point to as to the basically dominant over the Knicks. And I think there's a sense for the Celtics, at least my sense is, that they love beating the Knicks. Like, they're not going to take anybody for granted.
Yeah, I mean, I it was almost, and they said that they brought their A game, and some they find another gear is what they multiple Celtics players said the last time that they beat the Knicks in the regular season. And it might have something to do with the fact that they won the championship last year. Then remember the whole Jason Tatum not playing in the Olympics thing? That put a chip on their shoulder. And then guess who was talked about more than anybody?
Jalen Brunson.
In the offseason.
Oh, Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, it was the Knicks. They made the big trade. Here they come. This is the team. Watch out, Boston Celtics. So they're probably like, everybody shut up. Like, we got the best players. You sitting me in the Olympics is what Tatum's probably thinking. Oh, so what? They got Carl Anthony Towns. Doesn't mean a thing to me. And then on top of that, you know, the Cavaliers have a better regular season record than them. So they're going to come into this series looking for something to prove. And it's amazing that the defending champs are going to have a chip on their shoulder, but they are.
And they're playing their heated rival that they have dominated over the years, and that there's something to it. Now, if I were the Knicks and the players and I were the coaching staff and everything else, I would try to use this as fuel for my fire, and I'd want to shock the world. I mean, you have to think that way. You have to think that you're going to shock the world. And I guess, you know, from listening to the Knicks players over the last couple of days in their interviews, you know, they're all saying the right thing.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they're going to be able to pull it off, man, this is like an 85-15, 90-10 long shot. And if somebody gets hurt in this series for the Celtics, then things may change.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and that's something that you can't predict. You don't want to look forward to or forecast. But I just want to see if the odds had gone up or down since we took a look at it on Friday. The Knicks were plus 660 to win the series, and the Celtics were minus 1,000, meaning that if you wanted to win $100 on the Celtics winning the series, you'd have to put up
$1,000 to win that particular bet. And for the Knicks, if you put up $100, you'd win $660 if you won. So
well, I mean, it's going to be, it is exactly that feel. It has that underdog feel to it. But there's a reason why, that they play the game.
Oh, here we go.
You know, I've told you this a million times.
Yep.
And if you are the Knicks, it's got to be, you know, one quarter or one possession, one quarter, one half, one game. That's it.
That's right.
You just got to lock in, and you just got to keep, and Thibodeau's got to keep them from, you know, the 18-3 run, yeah. You know, 15-2 run. Somehow he's got to stem that, and he's got to use his timeouts, I think, judiciously. I think that's a big part of this.
It's gone down a little bit. So the Celtics are now -850 as opposed to -1,000, and the Knicks are +590 as opposed to 660. So it's got some Knicks fans in there. They're like, you know what? Screw it. I got to throw some money on this.
Why not? I mean, you see what happens. You never
Why
know.
Why not? And maybe got some people after watching last night's game. They're like, oh, maybe the Knicks do the same thing.
I'm always like, why can't our team do that? Why can't our team upset, you know, and have it be a monumental upset? That's what this would be.